Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Pete Bill Del Vecchio is in our studio, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Illinois. Pete, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I am great and happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
The Big Duck Derby is going to be Wednesday. The festival kicks off at 10, the big splash at 1. If I buy one of those ducks in town and it wins, then I win a big prize, right?
Yeah, Chevy Trax, brand new. And if you don't get that one, maybe it's $2,500 in cash. Or a VIP experience at Six Flags.
One of the most viewed videos our radio station has ever produced was the video out the window where we are sitting right now because we overlook.
You have a fabulous view, by the way.
We get an overhead view, and this truck of ducks falling into the river, all cordoned off so they don't, you know, eventually float out into the Pacific. And then they all kind of winnow down into a little funnel, and one duck wins. It's kind of it's really fun to watch. There's a huge crowd for that every year.
It is. I was walking by last year. I was kind of overwhelmed at how many. I just think if you've ever been to the Dying of the River Green, it's kind of the same thing. People up and down on both levels of the highway and the bridges. It's fantastic.
What is Special Olympics?
Special Olympics Illinois. We are a year-round, not only sports, but health education and leadership education for our athletes. And all of our athletes are people with intellectual disabilities.
Do you feed into the Special Olympics, which are going to be taking place in Paris after the Olympics?
That's the Paralympics. And so we're different. So there's the Olympics, the Paralympics, and the Paralympics are predominantly people who have prosthetic limbs.
Right.
And then Special Olympics are everyone with intellectual disabilities. And we're in the odd years. So the regular Olympic movement is the even years, like this year, 24. But in 25, we'll be, like this February, we'll be in Turin, Italy, where the were, I think, 18 years ago for our worldwide winter games.
Will we have Illinois athletes there then?
We will, yes. We have four athletes that'll be there.
Have qualified for it, huh?
Yes.
I'll be darned. Now, you did bring a Special Olympian with you. Who is this?
Yes, this is Ashley, who is our duck ambassador for this year. Yeah. And she has the coveted job of pulling the winning duck out of the river.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
It's pretty good.
Where are you from? Chicago?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I see you have your parents with you as well. How old are you, Ashley?
35 years old.
And now, I see there's a medal on your neck. Can you tell me about that?
It's a gymnastics medal.
Gymnastics medals. Yeah. She's a huge gymnast. Got her gold medals on, in fact.
No kidding. What are the events that you do in gymnastics?
Gymnastics, 8 years.
8 years she's been doing it. What is there? Do they do like floor and various routines?
What's your favorite part of gymnastics, Ashley?
Bars, beam, floor, and vault, and around.
And all around, yeah?
Yes.
So how is it that is a Special Olympian? What is the intellectual disability that you were talking about?
Do you want it?
Me?
Define, yeah. You tell him?
Yeah. I had golf.
Down syndrome.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I am.
That's your intellectual disability. And we have, it could be Fragile X. It could be somebody on the autism spectrum. There's a wide variety of reasons why people qualify.
How many people use the services of Special Olympics in Illinois or in your area of influence?
Yeah, we have 17,000 athletes across the state of Illinois and another 7,000 that are part of our unified program, which is where we have people with intellectual disabilities, our Special Olympic athletes, competing with people without intellectual disabilities on the same team, and then they play against other teams. So we have over 400 unified champion schools across the state.
What are the services that you provide to the families?
To the families? Well, they really provide a service to us because they bring the athletes and they are the number one people in the stands cheering on our families. But we do have a family network, and there's ways families come together and share how they navigate as families with members who have intellectual disabilities.
But is it all then about the athletics, or is it other social services, educational services, medical services, things like that?
Yeah, so we do have our Healthy Athletes program that also has, we have MedFest every year where our athletes can come and get physicals in order to be able to participate.
But it does center around then the athletics.
It is. We do 190 competitions a year and 18 different Olympic type sports.
Wow. So this is this is what you do.
Oh, yeah. All year round. And some people think like it's every 4 years, just one event. But we are every year round. And we have qualifiers for USA Games. And then the ones that qualify there go on to World Games, both summer and winter.
Pete Beadle Del Vecchio is here, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Illinois. Ashley Jones is one of those Special Olympians who will have the honor of pulling the winning duck out of the Chicago Duck Derby. You can still get in if you purchase one of the ducks. You could win a Chevy Trax. You could win $2,500 in cash or a VIP experience at Six Flags. All you have to do is go to ChicagoDuckyDerby.com, ChicagoDuckyDerby.com,
right,
or go into our lobby. I think they had
it was fun walking by the meter to see how much money you've all raised here in the building.
By the way, also in our studio is Michael Jones and Paula Jones, Ashley's mom and dad. Michael, thanks for joining us in the studio today, too. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Must be a thrill for you, huh?
Oh, it's very, very exciting.
I suppose it gives the family just something else to appreciate about your daughter. That is, if she's faced challenges in her life, isn't it nice to have this experience which reaches out to her and enables her to compete and have fun?
Yes, it is. I have three other daughters, Ashley's older sisters, and it brings them all together, and it keeps them together.
Are they athletes too?
Yes, they played soccer on a collegiate level. Matter of fact, one of my daughters right now, she works at the university level as an athletic coordinator. So all of them are athletes. Yes.
You're all Chicagoans. Whereabouts do you live? You're in the city?
Hoffman Estates.
Got
yes.
it. And so athletics, I guess, has been something your family has done all along. I guess, though, you wouldn't have the opportunity with Ashley were it not for Special Olympics, right?
That's correct, because we wouldn't know anything about how to get her involved in the same things that my daughters are involved in. So Special Olympics has definitely given her the opportunity to bond even more with her sisters on the same level.
And Paula, Ashley's mom, is sitting right next to you, and that must mean a lot to you then. As the mother, it's nice not just to see the athleticism, but to see the friendships, the relationships that she forms, right?
Yes. We've met so many families and encouraged other people to join. Special Olympics is our life.
Really?
It's our life.
You know, I had kids in sports too, and you travel a lot. Is that part of the deal for you?
Yes.
Yes, we've traveled. Ashley competed in the National Games in Seattle, so we've traveled there. We've been to Bloomington. We've been to Atlanta. So she's had chances to do things that we never thought she'd get a chance to do.
So that's what you're doing with all your money. I mean, well, anybody who's had a kid in travel sports knows that's what we do with our money now.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's no different for you?
No, not at all.
Well, do you all help with that?
Yeah. Our competitions are free for all of our athletes to participate in, but families do come and travel. They'll spend money to be there and cheer on our athletes, but we try to make it as accessible as possible to any athlete that wants to participate.
When's the next event in Chicagoland?
Well, of course, Ducky Derby on Wednesday. That's our big,
Yeah, but I'm meaning about the athletes
number,
themselves.
Yeah. But we have competitions all the time. Do you have a competition? If people wanted to see you compete, Ashley, when is the next time you're competing?
Bowling.
Bowling alley.
Oh, bowling's coming up soon.
Soon.
And then we'll have our state
too,
competition for bowling, but that'll be the statewide competition will be down in Peoria in October.
Another road trip, mom and dad. There you go. But but what's more fun than watching your kids play and compete, right? And form friendships. Pete Beadle Del Vecchio, president and CEO of the Special Olympics Illinois. Ashley Jones is the Special Olympics Illinois athlete and ambassador on Wednesday. Michael and Paula, thanks for coming into our studio today.
Oh, thank you
for having us.
Congratulations, Ashley, and to all of you. What a great event. Okay, so ChicagoDuckyDerby.com if you want to help these families and athletes, right?
Yes, and every duck sold raises money for Ashley and all her teammates and all the competitions we do throughout the year.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.